Okay, let's begin. Everybody said Brachas HaTorah. We did one mitzvah, let's do another. Let's learn some Torah. Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. If you remember, the Gemara here is talking about the Brisa that was quoted on Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, and Machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, where we're focusing now on the second half of that Brisa, where Rebbe says, if you have a basket, if you have your Erev in a basket that's above 10 Tfachim, so Rebbe says, Eruvo Erev. Even though if it wasn't in the basket, Rebbe said, Ein Eruvo Erev. But if it was in a basket, Eruvo Erev. The question is, why is that? So the first day, Ravina, on the Lama Gimel Amar Aleph on the bottom, Ravina had said, is because it's talking about a case where it's really not Dal Tvachim, and this basket is Mashlim, the Shear of Dal Tvachim. That was all one day, which we're going to discuss the first 15 lines of Lama Gimel Amar Beis. Now we're up to a second explanation of that Brisa. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says the following, 5 lines from the bottom on Lama Gimel Amar Beis. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, a different shot of that discussion of the basket. Shiny Kalkala, a basket is different. Since you can twist it, you can swivel it, and bring the Erev into 10 Tfachim, so that is why it is Mutter. And therefore, even though it's above 10 Tfachim, and even if it is a Makkum Dalet al Dalet, right? That's the Yesod, always. If it's higher than 10 Tfachim, and 4 Tfachim, why does it Rosh Hashanah Yachid? So how could that be Huve Eruv B'Makkum Echad? The answer is no, because you could swivel it, as we had in the picture book, you could swivel it and bring it within 10 Tfachim. This was the picture in 168. Because you could swivel it and bring it in 10 Tfachim, so that's why it's Mutter. The Rishonim were bothered by a simple question. So what that you can swivel it? Right now it's hu b'makamecha v'ruv b'makamacher. So what that you can swivel it? You know, so you can always move things. This started out in Rishus HaYachid. You swiveled it to come down into Rishus HaRabim. So how does that help you? So that's what Tosis is coming to answer. Tosis is coming to answer Pirush Abinu Shmuel and Tosis Ho'il. Dehai Amora Sover LaKarabanan Da'amri B'hamatznia Eged Klish Me'eged. Right, exactly what we spoke about in Masechta Shabbos, that as long as part of a all eged kli means all the kol kli, the whole vessel is looked at as one unit, and therefore Tosis is using the principle to say as follows: as long as part of the kli remains above 10 tefachim, it's not as if you took it out of that rishus. So even though you've swiveled it and you've taken the erev out of that rishus, but because part of the kli is still above 10 tefachim, that's why it's mutzer, and that's how it solves the problem. V'kiva de eged kli l'malam yud k'shenach erev l'mata. Since part of the kli is still above 10 tefachim, ein ba'anachazu iser otsa. Therefore, it's not a problem. That's how Rishonim explained that what's bothering Tosfos. What's bothering Tosfos is that who cares if you could twist it? It's still going from above to below. The answer is no, because part of the kli remains above. That's why it is okay. Then he has a second day of that maybe even if you say lashmei eged, maybe the whole kli is called a karmelis, which gets to a sugya of whether a kli could be a karmelis or not. That's Tosfos' second day. Okay. Either way, that is the answer of Rabbi Yirmiyah how to explain this brisa that the basket is okay, even if it's above 10 tefachim, it's mutzer to have the eruv in the basket because you could bring it down to within 10 tefachim. So Yasser Rav Papa v'kabam ala hashmaitza. Rav Papa was sitting and he was saying over this statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So the Gemara is going to have 2 suggested questions on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Esvei Rav Bar Shva. L'Rav Papa. Rav Bar Shva asked Rav Papa the following from the later Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches. Kate said, who owes it? The Mishnah there talks about a case where you have Yontif is on Friday and Shabbos is the next day, and you want to make an Eruv, you want to make an Eruv Tchumin for both days. And there is Erev Tchumin on Yontif as well. So how do you make an Erev Tchumin? You want to make one at the Bein HaShemashos of Friday night, and the Bein HaShemashos of Thursday night for Friday Yontif, and the Bein HaShemashos of Friday night for Shabbos. So why can't you just make it Thursday night and leave it there? You go there Thursday night and leave it there. The problem is, because you have to know that your Erev is there, Bein HaShemashos, at the start of the Yom Kodesh that you are dealing with. On Thursday night, the start of Yontif, on Friday night, the start of Shabbos. And you can't just leave it there and assume that it's there. So you have to put it there. You have to be Kodesh Shvisa at the beginning of Yontif on Thursday night, but you also have to be Kodesh Shvisa on Friday night. You can't just assume it's there. Well, your bread's going to stay there for 25 hours straight. And you're going to assume it's there. No, you can't do that. So what do you do? How do you make sure that it's there? So Kesan Huosa, says the Mishnah, Molifcho Barishon, you bring it there on Thursday, late afternoon, meaning first Yom Kodesh that you're dealing with, Umach Shechalav, and leave it there, leave the challah there at the point where you want to be Kodesh Risa. V'notlo, and then after it's there at Beit HaShemeshes, you can take it home with you. You're allowed to carry on Yontif. Therefore, you can take it home with you. You don't have to leave it there the whole time. What do you do the next day? The next day you come to the same thing. Ubalo b'shedi. On the second day you come. Machshu chalav. On Friday night, this is, because it's going to be for Shabbos. For ochlo. For ubalo. On a Friday night, you can have it there at the moment of Beit HaShemeshes. Once it's there at the moment of Beit HaShemeshes, you can't bring it back home, because now it's Shabbos. And you can't carry on Shabbos. So that's why you're allowed to eat it, though. You're allowed to eat it there, then you can come home. But because you're a Konish Fisa with it at the moment of Ben Hashmashes, that's enough. You know, it was there on Thursday night, you always there on Friday night, that's fine. Rashi has an important ha'ara here. Rashi says, we're obviously talking about a shliach. A shliach doing it for you. If you were doing it yourself, you don't need challah. You yourself could go be Konish Fisa at a certain moment and sit down and say, I'm Konish Fisa here. You don't need challah if you're yourself are extending your Erev Tchum. It's only if you have a Shliach, so the Shliach can't do it for you. That's the principle of Erev Tchum, so he could do it for the Mishalech. So, is it Hachana from Yantif Shabbos? But didn't we have Mishnayis that anything that there's no Malacha involved, you're allowed to be Machshachan on Shabbos? Or on Yantif? So that was even for Shabbos Tachol. So here, what are you doing? You're putting bread down. We had this case about bringing Paris. But you're allowed to go be machshif to bring payers, because you're allowed to bring payers. Where it's an ay, is it a mechubar? No, it's talush. Another discussion. So I think it's okay. And this is l'sarach mitzvah anyway, right? Because we pass the Erev Tchumin into l'sarach mitzvah, and then we have a case about the, right, for the kala and for the mace. That's why it's mutter also. So this Mishnah says, what does this Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that you have to make sure you have your Erev Tchum in the right place. Rashi points out, we're going to have an argument with this about it in a minute, but Rashi also in the last line of the Amud points out, really, we don't have to bring this whole Mishnah. All we need is a case that tells me that I have to put an Erev Tchum in the spot. At the end of 2000 Amos. That's all the Gemara is going to ask from that concept. Do you have to actually go put your Erev Tchum in there? But Rashi says this is one of the only Mefurish Mishnayos that says that. The case of Shabbos and Yontif together. Rashi says it's not dafka that the Gemara has to bring this Mishnah down, but it just picks a Mishnah because it talks about bringing the Erev there, Behedya Beferish. Anyway, what's the question? So the Gemara says, Amai, why do you have to actually, it's an unbelievable question, why do you have to actually bring your Erev to the edge of your Tchum? You know what? You should have your Challah, put it on its shelf of your house, and say, this is my Erev Tchum at the end of 2000 Amos. Why should that work? Neima kivandi boy amtuye matzi matile. Since you can bring it if you want, it's as if you brought it. Avagantlo amti kmanda amti dummy. Say it's as if you brought it, just like Rabbi Yirmiyah just said earlier. If your Erev is in Rishus Hayachid, but since you can tilt it down, so too is as if it's in your Rishus, so too by every Erev Tchum. Say, because you can bring it to the edge of 2000 Amos, so too is as if you did it, and therefore you don't have to schlep out there, and you can leave it in your house. So the Gemara is basically saying, the whole principle of Erev Tchumen is thrown out the window. You don't have to actually put it there. Just, you know, leave it in your house. Ke'ilu. It's Ke'ilu. Ho'il. So says the Gemara, no. Amar of Zerah, the Gemara kind of accepts that. Me'ikar Adin, that would be good according to Rav Yirmiyah. But there's a problem Mishab Gzerah. What's the Gzerah? Gzerah Mishab Yantav Shechali Yosachar Shabbos. From Yantav to Shabbos is fine. But what about Yantav on Sunday? That's a problem. Because let's say you have Shabbos and Yontif. So what are you going to do? It's Shabbos, and on Motzi Shabbos, you know, you're going to want to see the Ho'el. It's before Shabbos started. It's as if you brought it. No, but you can't bring it at Shabbos today. So you can't bring it there before Beit HaShemeshes on Shabbos afternoon going into Yontif. So because of that case, Ho'el won't work. You might come to rely on Ho'el on that case. So because of that case, Ho'el won't work, we say Ho'el can never work. Even though Maker didn't, it would work. But if it's in your living, it's not destroyed. But you can't. It's really, you have to be Konish Shvisa over there. You have to be Konish Shvisa.
Why can't it stay for 2 days? It's not destroyed.
Why can't it stay for 2 days? I'm saying, but you have to be Konish Shvisa at that moment. So you have to be Konish Shvisa, meaning you have to see the Ho'el at that moment.
But you're saying on Erev Shabbos after Sunday.
No, you can't say it. You have to be Konish Shvisa each time. You can't. I don't think you could have it just one day for the other days. That is how Rashi understands the Gemara. The Ritva can't imagine that that's the question of the Gemara. But the Gemara is asking that. It's as if you put it there 2000. I mean, you read the Gemara, you're like, is that really what the Gemara is saying? Forget the whole concept of Erev Tchumen, have it in your living room? So Rav says, number one, you know, you can't say that's the kasha of the Gemara. Just this lo ola ladas, and that's according to Rashi. And number two, says the Ritva, is it comparable to compare the case where it's 2 inches above where it's supposed to be, and you can tilt it to where it's 2,000 amos, where it's supposed to be? Can compare the cases. Seder Edva, Miu Adayin Kasha, Ma Inyan Ladamos Halachas Erev Leidat Rabbi Yirmiya, Filu Bidu Rabbi Yirmiya Ha'erev Munach Karav Makam Shvisa. Okay, it's a little bit. You got to tilt it. Okay, but Kedai. But in that case, Kedai Yesh Bahoel Rabbi Yirmiya Lasos Hakoka Makam Echad. Al Vazesha Kikar Bakan Ve'erev Kone Besova Payim Ama Hech Yekocha Bahoel Lasos Kiilu Akikar B'Makam Shvisa. That's the Kasha of Edva. It's a very strong question. I mean, how can that be the question of the Gemara? A. But, so the Ritva answers, and he doesn't answer this, but another question that's bothering the Ritva is that it's a little dachuk that Rashi says the Gemara could have quoted any Mishnah. It quoted this Mishnah of Shabbos and Yontif, but it could have just asked for the concept of bringing your Erev at the end of 2000 Amos. There must be a reason, says the Ritva, that it quoted this Mishnah. So the Ritva quotes the Ravid. Again, many will have a couple of Ravids today. We had some yesterday. They're quoting the Ravid a lot on the Sechas Erevin, the Rashba and the Ritva. But here in Divrei Ravid Zal, Shapir Shakushin, no, it's specifically a question based on that Mishnah, where you have a Yontif before Shabbos. Why? This is the Hava Mina. Because, very similar to Menachem, what you were just saying, because you had just brought it there yesterday, the Kasha is on the second day. You were already there yesterday. You were Megali Yordas. You already Kona Shvisa in that spot. That's the question of the Gemara. Now you should say Hoil or Ki'ilu on the second day. Because after all, you just brought it there yesterday. So you really know what you want to do. So then we should say maybe you don't have to schlep out there. Because you just did it last night. But not in general, you should throw away that concept. That's why the Ravid says. And that's why Dafke quotes that Mishnah from Yontif to Shabbos. Hacham is a Tani Shazarach Lolicha Basheni. Via Afalpi. Afalpi always means an implicit question. So Afalpi shekvar ho lichu sham barishon, even though you already brought it there, and that's the havamina. Therefore, you shouldn't have to schlep it out there again. V'hokfa makomo sham adas lichu sham lamachar shelo heitzarach lo lichu b'sheni v'neima dekiva the mati manti level machar mibod yom command anti dami. That's the kasha according to Ritva, and the answer again is mishum gzeira. You can't say that. Okay, but that is again two ways to understand the question and the teretz of the Gemara. Interesting discussion here that the Achronim have. Some Rishonim, already told us, Rabbi in Paris talks about it. The way here it says, you have to be gozer of Yontif Atu Shabbos. What about, again, it's connected to a different shot of the Gemara, which we're not going to go into, but do you say the halachas of Bein Hashmashas Mosi Shabbos, are they equal to the Bein Hashmashas of Friday afternoon? Right, because here it says Gzeira Mishem Atu, like Yontif Shabbos Yontif, are there differences between the Bein Hashmashos is... Bein, I don't know how you say the plural of Bein Hashmashas. Are they Bein Hashmashas? Bein Hashmashas? You know, usually make plural the first word, brothers-in-law, right? So Bein, I don't know, Bein Hashmashas. The Torah Ben Aperis here and others talk about, is it the exact same halacha? Is the reason that you're, let's say Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe says you can be Mako by Shvusim of Bein Hashmashas. That applies Friday afternoon. Does it apply Motzi Shabbos also, when it's already twilight then? On the one hand, if you look at the svaras that we've had, for, let's say, if you look back on an Amud, Lamed Beis and Mabez, where Rashi quotes, explains Rebbe's din, he says it's based on Safek. But Hashmashas is Safek Yom Safek Laila. Say for Safek Yom Safek Laila, it makes no difference. It makes no difference whether it's Friday night or Motzei Shabbos. It's both Safek Yom Safek Laila, Safek Shabbos, Safek Chol. So therefore, it shouldn't make a difference. Other Rishonim, though, Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, on this Gemara says that no, maybe there's a difference. It's easier, Rebbe was only Mako by Shvusim at Bein Hashmashas on Friday. But Bein Hashmashas on Motzei Shabbos, he wasn't Mako. So that is a discussion whether it has the same din. We referred to this a little bit before, I think once or twice, and when we learned Masechah Shabbos, we quoted the machlokas between the Ramah and the Lavush regarding something very halacha lamaisa. Let's say it's a summer month, and you made early Shabbos, and you're on your way home, and you realize, oh, you left your light on in your car. So could you go tell your friend, neighbor, Jew, get your Shabbos Jew, right? Usually there's a Shabbos guy, you get your Shabbos Jew who's making late Shabbos to go turn off the light in your car. Right, it's fully Shabbos for you. You already daven. You've said Kabbalah Shabbos daven Ma'ariv. Are you allowed to ask him to do malacha for you? So it says the Shulchan Aruch Yesh Omrim in Reis Sama Gimel Shemi Shekibah Olav Shabbos Kodim Shachashecha Mutter Lomad Yisrael Chaver Lasses Lo Malacha. That's what we pass. And it's mutter to ask a Jew who wasn't Kabbalah Shabbos yet to do malacha. Forget that case. What about every Shabbos? A mother lights candles and she says, "Can you turn off the oven for me?" Why is she saying that? Because we're machmer like the Bahag, that a woman accepts Shabbos with her saying the bracha, so she can ask her, whoever is still home, you know, to do malacha. So that's this case. What about the opposite case? What about Motzei Shabbos? And you are still down eating Shal Shudas, but you know somebody else holds an earlier Zman. And let's say, and you're not machmer, but you're not, it's not still Shabbos for you because you think the other guy's wrong, that it's really Shabbos and he ended early, but you're being machmer, you're extending Shabbos that you haven't done in Ma'ariv yet. Are you allowed to ask him to do malacha for you? Right, so it says this is A similar, but one of my friends used to daven in a certain place with a Rebbe. He had a long shalosh shudis, and he started giving a drasha. He was a great bal darshan. He started it basically when a lot of people held Shabbos was over already. So they asked, "Are you allowed to?" He wanted to tape the drasha shalosh shudis. So he wanted to know. And besides the, whether it's a policy issue in general, but misa halacha. So that's this case. So Rama passing that's also mutter. The kosher game for Motzei Shabbos. Mishemachil is pal Motzei Shabbos or Shemam Shech Sudasa Balayla. Mutter lo malach aveiro li Yisrael Shekvar is pal behivdo. Lasos lo malachto. Lalo kum neiris lo lavashel b'shvilo, etc. And the Lavush argues on that. Because he said, no! It's much harder to get rid of the Kedusha than to bring the Kedusha. The Bein HaShemash of the Motzei Shabbos is much more chamur. Don't compare a Yule Shabbos and a Fuki Shabbos. Okay, that's a discussion that some of the Sheet, some of the Rishonim have on this Gemara. Okay, we continue. Esve, fourth line. So Gemara has a second try to ask a question on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Remember, Rabbi Yirmiyah was the possibility of tilting it down, and therefore it's in your Rishus. Esve, niskavin lishbos Rishus Arabim. V'hiniyech eruba bakosel. Let's say you have kavana to be kodesh visa in Rishus Arabim. You're in a place, and outside of four amos from where you are, there's a wall. And you put your eruv in that wall. Right, the picture of this in picture 169, there's you have a wall there, and you have a crevice in the wall, and you put your Erev in that wall. It's outside of four amos of where you're standing. Remember, because of what we had yesterday. If it's inside of four amos, then it's as if we fill up that whole area with dirt, and it's all in one spot. So it's outside of four amos of where you're standing. So, this is a chilek. Lamatam yasar tvachim, if the Erev is lower than 10 tvachim, eruva Erev, then it's fine. Because it's not in a Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid has to be above 10 tvachim. It's in a karmelis at most. And it's even though it's outside of 4 tvachim, as Rashi has said a number of times, you're still able to get it because you can walk pachas pachas v'dalan amas. You can take a step and stop, take a step and stop. Those are all Yisroi Durabanan to do that. And Yisroi Durabanan, according to Rebbe, is mutter v'bein HaShemashas at the moment they have to be Kona Shvisa. So that's why Lamatam yasar tvachim is okay. Lamalam yut tvachim, if it's above 10 tvachim, any eruva Erev, then your Erev is not a good Erev because then it is in its own Rosh HaYachid. Second case, Niskavin Lishbos Rosh HaShobach Rosh HaMigdol. Rashi quotes two pshatim what this case is. We're going to go over with Rashi's second pshat because he says V'ikr. Right? Rashi says this pshat is Shamati V'ikr. This is the second case, according to the second pshat, is going on the first case. We're still talking about a case where there is a wall there, but you are Kodesh Visa, Niskavin Lishbos Rosh HaShobach Rosh HaMigdol. You're on top of that closet, the top of that piece of furniture in the picture, in the next picture, in 170. You're Kodesh Visa on top. So now, says the Braisa, just the opposite halacha applies. L'malo b'yitzvachim, so if it's above 10 tzvachim, eruv ha'eruv, because then you can reach down and get it. It's you're both in Rishus HaYachids, so that's why it's okay. L'malo, l'matam b'yitzvachim, but if it's under 10 tzvachim, and Rashi here adds in an important ha'ara, and remember what we had yesterday, Rabin Makasim Alav, it's a case where it's 9 tzvachim, and people from Rishus HaRabim put their bundles on there, and therefore it's called the Rishus HaRabim itself, not just the Carmelis, ein eruv ha'eruv, then it wouldn't be a good Erev because it's too far to reach down. Because you're in a Rishus HaYachid on top of your tower here, on top of your Migdol. And, or Sholach would be a chicken coop. And the Erev is lower down. That's the Braisa. So asks the Gemara, V'yamai, Hachinami, Neima, Ho'ov Yachol Lintoso, Ulavio Latoch Asara. Remember what Rabbi Yirmiyah said, you could tilt it. Tilting works. And this is a Ke'ilu. So here too, you could tilt your dresser down. And you could get to be within the Rishus of the Erev. Right? Picture 171, follow the yellow dotted line. You could tilt your dresser down. You could be in the same Rishus. So what? That it's, even if it's below and you're above on top of the dresser, why doesn't it work? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hacha, B'migdal Mesumer Askinon. One answer, no. We're talking about a case where your migdal is nailed into the wall. You can't say it's as if you tilted it down if it's nailed in. That's the next picture, 172. If it's nailed into the wall, so then you can't say it's ke'ilu. You can say it's ke'ilu if it's loose. You don't have to do it. But if it's nailed into the wall, you can't say ke'ilu getting it down. Second answer, Rava Amar, Afilo Tema Be'ilu She'ina Mesumer. Even if it's not, right, remember we had Sandal HaMesumer. In Shabbos, right, the Xer that you can't wear it on because of the Maisa Shehaya, Sandal HaMesumer. So I feel that the Masumar, even a tower that is not nailed in. Bahacha, different answer. B'migdal Arachaskina. We're talking about a very tall tower. The Imam Tilei Purta, if you would bend it down to try to get it into the Rishus, Azil Chutzla Arba Amos, it would go four Amos away from where your Erev is because it's so tall and it would be too far away. Because it would be too far, it would be four amos away, so that's why, even though you would get it down from the Rishus HaYachid, you'd both be in Rishus HaRabim, and you'd have to say that you wouldn't be able to bring it in. There's still a question, though. Who cares if it's four amos away? What has Rashi said five times in the past daf? Even if your Erev is within two Rosh Hashanah Rabbims, what do? Policha pachas pachas v'dalat amos. Ask the Ritvan Rashi, what's the problem here? So it's very tall and it comes down, it's more than four amos away. What did Rashi just say four lines ago? That you're molech et pachas pachas v'dalat amos, you take baby steps and bring the Erev, and it's not a problem. Rebbe says, right, shvusim d'rabbanan are mutter. Shvusim are mutter ben ashmashas. So Ritvan says, you know what, it must be l'maskana Rashi's chozerbo. It must be that even though Rebbe allows many shvusim, that's a very chomor shvus. Your mom is carrying him, she's a rabbim. Okay, you're doing an akira hanacha, pachas bachas v'dalat amos. But maybe Rebbe Lamaskana doesn't hold, even though we've had it on five stages of the Gemara over the past day and a half, but maybe Rebbe wouldn't hold that Lamaskana. But it doesn't sound that way from Rashi. Rashi doesn't say he was chozer bo. The Maharam, in the back of the Gemara, Maharam Lublin says maybe there's a different shot. Why Rashi does, really, you would say it. But here, you know what the problem is? The Maharam in the back says, the Yesh Lomar, the Hacha Shaini, here's different. Did Tzarech Lomar Hoel V'Yachol and Toso V'Hoel V'Yachol L'Holicho Pachos Pachos V'El Amos V'Kulei Hai Lo Amrinan. You don't say Hoel twice, as the Maharam. Here you'd have to say two it's as ifs. It's as ifs it's bent down. It's as if you went Pachos Pachos V'El Amos. That you don't say. A regular case of Pachos Pachos V'El Amos, if it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and it's just one, it's as if you went Dalet Amos, like in the first line. What was the first line? It's L'matame Yasar Tvachim. So all you have to say is, you don't have to bend anything. It's as if you went, fine, you can say that. Says the Maharam, but here you have to say two Ho'ils. Ho'il, you bend the tower down. Ho'il, you go Pachas Pachas Dalet Amos. That's why you don't say, here would be Mutzer. Okay, so that's the second answer, tattled in the Brisa according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ask the Gemara one more question, Heichi Dami. What exactly is the case of you're on top of this tower and you have the Erev in the wall next to you? Iti'ika kafso misna, laisi bakafso misna. So if you have a kafso means a window, misna means a rope. If you have a window on the side of the tower and there's a rope connected to your chala and a rope that you're holding in your hand, shouldn't that be good enough at Beinah Shmashas that even if it's in a different Rishus, you have the power to pull it up? Someone answers, okay, the Leslie Kazu missed it. That's not the case that we're talking about. We're not talking about a case with a rope and a window. Period. Okay, that ends our discussion of Rav Yirmiyah and the Brice that we had from yesterday. Continues the Gemara. Nasnu babar afilu amok me'ama. Remember on yesterday's Mishnah. Yesterday's Mishnah, the first half of the Mishnah spoke about if it's in a tree, above 10 amos, below 10 amos in the tree. But the last line of the Mishnah said, if it's put in a pit, in a ditch, even if it's 100 amos deep. That's pretty far. Even if it's 100 amos deep, a ruvo eruv. It's still a good eruv. So the Gemara asks, what are we talking about and where is this ditch? Hi bar dekai hecha. Where is the ditch? That if it's, you're on top of the ditch, lachora, you're not in the ditch, right? You're on top of the ditch and your eruv, the food, is in the bottom of the ditch, it's good. Elaim dekai rishas hayachid. If the ditch is in rishas hayachid and you're standing on the edge of the ditch on top, also in rishas hayachid, pshita. Rosh Hashanah Yachid Ola Al-Rakiyah. So there's Pashid. It's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. All the airspace is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So there's Pashid. You're going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the Kihechi Desalka La'el Hachanami Denachal L'Sachas. Just like Rosh Hashanah Yachid goes up, it goes down. So therefore, it's not, that wouldn't be a Chiddush. El Tekoi Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So the case of the Mishnah must be that your Bor is in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And it's still mutter. So the question is, you're standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. You're Erev Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So why is it mutter? There's Kavan L'Shmoseicha. So where did you have Kavana to be Kona Shvisa? Ilamala, if you had Kavana to be Kona Shvisa on the top edge of the pit, then it shouldn't be good. Because you're in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and your Erev is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's a Daraisa. Ilamata, and if you had Kavana to be Kona Shvisa in the pit, Pshita, that's Pasha the other way. Pasha that it is good. So what's the Chiddush? Lo Tzricha Dekoi B'Karmelis. What's the Chiddush? That it's in a Karmelis. You are standing in a Karmelis, and the pit's in a Karmelis. V'tis Kavin Lishbos L'mala. And the pit is obviously Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's 100 amos deep. And you have Kavana to be Shoveis L'mala on top of the pit. V'Rebbe He D'Amar Kol Darshu Mishum Shvus Lo Gazol Abin Hashmashes. And she does Rebbe, as we've said, that it's Asher Midra Rabbanan to go from a Karmelis to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid or vice versa. And that Zin, that Isser, does not apply according to Rebbe during Ben Hashmashes. Some Achronim point out that this is all, we used to know this also for the previous Mishnah. The Gemara said it's Pashit, it's wrong. We also know this din, that it has to be 10. If it's less than that, it's a Karmelis. Okay, that's a question. But either way, it's not as Pashit. It's not like Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's still a Chiddush, a little bit of, even though we might know it already, from Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and the opposite. Next Mishnah. Nasu Barosh HaKana Barosh HaKundis. If you put your Erev on top of a reed, or on top of a Kundis is a pole. Rashi says, plow. Plobalaz. Right, if you put it on top of a reed or on top of a kundis, Vismasha who talush vinautz, as long as the pole or the reed was talush, detached, vinautz, and stuck in stuck in to the ground. Afilo gavoa kuf amahar is a erif. Even if it's 100 amos in the air, it is an erif. Right? Either you can say it is an erif because it's not its own reshus, even 100 amos up, because it's not a dalad amos, dalad tachem up there, so it's not its own reshus. So it just shoots all the way back down to reshus arabim. So it's all in one reshus. Rashi here says that maybe this is even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who we had yesterday, that says your erif has to be on a makom of Dalid Tfachim, but still, it's only Dalid Tfachim all the way up there, not down here, and he didn't hold fully of the concept of good achiz and good achiz b'chitzten, as we had yesterday. Either way, Hareza Erev is all the way on top of that pole. Ramli, Rav Adar Bamasa L'Rava. Rav Adar Bamasa asked Rava, Tolish V'Notz in low, Tolish V'Notz low. Sounds like from our Mishnah that only if it is Tolish V'Notz, meaning it can't be a reed that's still attached to the ground. It has to be detached, Tolish, and Notz, and stuck in there. But if it's low Tolish V'Notz, if it's not detached and it's just stuck in there, no, you wouldn't be allowed to use it. Mani Rabbanani. Who is this? This must be the Sheet of the Rabbanan. To Amri, because the Rabbanan say, called Avashum Shum Shvos, Kazul Abin Ashmashas. Because what do the Rabbanan say? You can't violate the Rabbanan Abin Ashmashas. If it's attached, you have this big reed. We know this is, so we had yesterday, of Hishtamshas V'Elon. So you're going to use this Elon, whether you're going to climb up to get it or pull it down. Either way, you're going to be Mishtamish the reed. And therefore, it must be, this mission is going like the Sheet of the Rabbanan, who say that you can't violate. We had yesterday, you can't violate Dinim de Rabbanan at Bein Hashmashas. Bahamid Reisha, Rebbe, didn't we just say the previous Mishnah was Shitas Rebbe though? So what, we say the previous Mishnah is Rebbe, and who holds that you're allowed to do Shvusim at Bein Hashmashas, and this Mishnah does not? Gemara says, yeah, Reisha Rebbe v'Seif Rabbanan. Sometimes Rebbe, when he wrote the, once Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, when he wrote the Mishnayis, you know, there were different authors, different anonymous authors. The previous one was Rebbe, and this one is the Rabbanan. Amalei, Bahamid Reisha Rebbe v'Sefer Rabbanan, are you suggesting that? Amalei, Kfar Rami Bar Chama, L'Rav Chista, V'Shanalei Reisha Rebbe v'Sefer Rabbanan, yeah, we've said it before. Ravina Amar, no, Kula Rebbe here, different answer. Maybe even this Mishnah is like Rebbe. I Rebbe says that, you know, you Shvusim Ramutim Ben Hashmashas. So why does that have to be Talish V'Notz? Why can't it still be attached? The Seifa, Gezeira, Shema, Yiktom. But in the second Mishnah, no. Even Rebbe would agree that there's a problem, because Gezeira, Shema, Yiktom. By this reed, you might come to cut it off. What does that mean? Oh, Gezeira is a Drabbanan. What do you mean you might come to cut it off? No, Rashi here says, because a reed is soft, when you're going to take it, there's a very good chance that it's going to break. Lefi, Shahakana, Rashi says, Rahu, Ikala, Migzar, Shema, Yiktom. There's a very, very good reason to take a gzera, kishakale, because there's a good chance that it's going to happen. It's not just a regular gzera. It's a very, very probable, because this reed is soft, that it's going to happen. Aval ila, we have an ear but a big tree. What's going to happen? What's the chances that, is it regular shmuz? Regular shmuz of Ishtachas V'Ilon. Are you really, Lamais, in this case, going to chop off a branch? No, so that's why he's not gozer in that case. That's Rashi's Lashon. L'ktimas kane vadaihi. I did the derichacha miktama v'lav shvusu ela malacha the machayim mishem kotzer. So Rashi says it's not just a gzera that is a good probable; it's going to happen, and that's why it's the malacha daraisa of kotzer. Ask the other rishonim, the Ritva and others. Again, the Ritva on this daf is on all the dafim. This is what's that called? What principle are we talking about here? This is psikresha. This is vaday 100% going to happen. Is this even karov lipsik? We had a machlokas, remember, Mitzvah Shabbos Taf Kuf Chaf, the Marsha, the Bir Halacha. What about karov lipsik reisha? You open the door and the wind's going to come in and probably blow out the candle. Is that psik reisha? Is this even probable? There's a chance. But Rashi says, Vada? It's Dover Shein Miskavein. We remember, Dover Shein Miskavein is you do Malacha A, which might or might not cause Malacha B. That's a Dover Shein Miskavein, and we paskin mutter. Okay, psik reisha, if it's Vada going to happen, Malacha A is Vada going to cause Malacha B. That's a Chiyuv Daraisa. But says the Ritva, this is Psikresha? This sounds like a Dovrashin and Miskavi to me. So how can you say that it's a Vadai? So says the Ritva, no, the Pshat must be different. The Pshat must be that because it's soft, you're going to want to make it easy for yourself, and you're going to cut it b'kavana. Not that it's going to happen by itself, but shalom b'kavana because it's soft. No, the Pshat is that because it's a reed and it's soft, and you're going to want to get it, you're going to cut it b'kavana. That's what we're worried about. And that's what Rebbe says, it goes to Shem Yiktom. Because it's a good chance that it's going to happen because you're going to do it, but not because it's going to happen automatically. Because then that would just be a Dovashin of Miskavi, and it would be Mutter. And we pass in Mutter by Dovashin of Miskavi. Okay, two different ways to understand that line of Zer Shem Yiktom, Rashi, and the Ritva. Hahu pul Musa, there was an army. To Asal and Harda, there was an army of soldiers that came through Naharda. And Rav Nachman realized that there wasn't going to be any room in the Beis Medrash, because there was this army that was in town, and he had to go make preparations to have the shear tomorrow afternoon. right, in a different place. Amar lehu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman tells his Talmidim, Puku avidu kavushe kavshi ba'agma. Go mat down, be kovish, right, to smash down the reeds in the agam, in the swampy area over there. Ulamachar nezav nezav alai. So there we could go tomorrow and sit on them. As long as you smash them down today, that's okay. Rashi explains why I smash them down, because we're worried that if they go tomorrow, right, when they sit on them, they're going to break them. That's going to be like, they're going to stand up, you're going to all want to sit on them, they're going to break, that's going to be kotzer. So that's why if you smash them down on Erev Shabbos, that's what Rav Nachman told us how to do. That's the story. Eisvei Rami Rav Bar Chama Rav Nachman Va'amri Lo Rav Ukva Bar Abba Rav Nachman. And they ask on the story, Talish V'noz In Lo Talish V'noz Lo. Didn't our Mishnah say that if it's still attached, you can't use the reeds? Right? It's Shegzer Hishtam Shesbilon. Reeds are called trees. And therefore, so what? They don't look like trees, but halakhli they're called. That's what the Mishnah seemed to say. That it has to be, if it's not Talish V'noz, it's Aser. And from the story, he didn't tell his Talmidim to rip them out. Right? What about Muksa? What about Muksa? Tomorrow? It's not Biyah. Remember, we had a discussion. Sitting on Muksa, that's you could designate, but it's still attached. So it might be Muksa Machmas Gufo, if it's still attached. You could designate if you ripped it up. But we had a discussion with Kiva Eger, I don't remember all the details, about what happens if you sitting on Muksa. It happens, let's say, sitting on grass. Sitting on your backyard grass. So we pass that's mutter, as long as you don't like play with the grass with your hands. Why? Because that's not called moving muksa. That's sitting down. That's like mizasik when it comes to the regarding muksa. So here too, you have to say something like that. That you say, just mat him down so you'll be able to sit on it tomorrow. Doesn't our Mishnah say that it's usr? So I'm like, Hasan bu uzradin. No, it's two kinds of reeds. Hard reeds and soft reeds. Uzradin are hard reeds, and that's what's the problem. Do we have anywhere where we see there's difference between two kinds of reeds, the hard ones and the soft ones? Yes, the Tanya, as the Tosefta says in Kilayim, Hakonin v'ha'atadin v'ha'higin, three types of bushes or thorns, min ilon hein. These three types are types of trees, halachically, the Eidon Kilayim v'kerem. And they're not kilayim with the vineyard. Remember, we mentioned kilay hakerem. You're not allowed to plant together grapes, a vine, with dagon or yerek, with wheat or with vegetables. So says the Tosefta. These three things, mutter to plant right next to a kerem, because it's not wheat and it's not vegetables. It's trees. And trees are okay to plant next to a vine. V'tanya idach, what another brisa says, hakanim v'hakidon v'ha'urvinin min yerekein. V'hein kilayim v'kerem. But the other brisa says that the kanim are kilayim. So kanim, so the first, the Tosefta says kanin and kanim. Forget the mem and the nun are interchangeable. The first one says it's considered a tree. The second one says it's considered a yerek. So which is it? Kasha ahadadi. El shvamina. Must be two kinds of reeds. Kan v'uzridin, kan v'sheina, uzridin, shvamina. Must be two kinds of reeds. So just like there's a chiluk between the two kinds of reeds, so too regarding hilchos, Shabbos. The kida min yereku, the Gemara just asked, the kida is this other type of growth. That was in the second verse that it's a min v'yerek, it's a type of vegetable, but it's not, but the Mishnah Kilayim says, in markivin pagama gabi kida levana b'neshu yerek b'ilon. Another type of Kilayim is grafting two types of a species. So the Mishnah there says you can't graft pagam, one type of growth, with kida levana, because that's called yerek b'ilon. That's called a vegetable with a tree. So you see, the kida levana is called ilon. So how could the Mishnah call it a yerek? So Amar Papa, kida lechud v'kida levana lechud. No, it's two kinds of things. This Mishnah is talking about kida levana, the white kida, and the Brisa just spoke about kida. It's two kinds of things. It's not the same kida. Okay. Next Mishnah. Nasno b'migdol. Let's say, we referred to this a couple days ago as well, a bar tenura on this Mishnah. Let's say you put your Eruv in a box, or in a closet, and the oven hamavtech, and lo and behold, the key gets lost. So you're standing right next to your box, you're both in Rishus HaYachid, Rashi explains, and you lost the key. So, what's the halacha? Harei ze Eruv, says the Tanakama. Don't worry, it's a good Eruv. The Gemara is going to ask why. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Im eina yodea shamavtech b'mkomo in Eruv. If you don't know that the key is in its spot, ain't no Eruv. It's not a good Eruv. That is what Rabbi Lezer says. What's the lashon? Why doesn't Rabbi Lezer just say, if you don't know where the key is? What does he say? If you don't know that the key is in its spot, why doesn't he just say, imeni yodea eifo hamavteach? No, fine, it doesn't use the word eifo with Mishnah, but he could have figured out another lashon. So the Rishonim, the Ravid is quoted in the Rashba as saying, no, it sounds like from the Rebbe Lazar that it's only if you don't know that the key is in its spot. But let's say you know it's in its spot, you just forgot where the spot is. Where did I put the key? I know I didn't lose it. I know I remember, right, that happens a lot of times. I know I put it down somewhere safe so I wouldn't lose it, but I don't remember where that spot was. and you go to all your hiding place, and finally, when you're not looking for it, right, it says, right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, then the Sanhedrin says, Gimel Dvarim Baba Hesachadas. Three things that come to Hesachadas. Mashiach, that's one. One of them is Aveda. Right, Aveda, it's Mamish, that's the Messias. When do you find things that are lost? When you're not looking for them. They're Baba Hesachadas. If you're looking for it, you can look for 2 hours, you won't find it. But Baba Hesachadas. So here it says, what if you know where it is? So it says the Ravid, that'll be Mutzer according to Rabbi Elazar. As long as you know that the key is in its place, because that's the language of the Mishnah. Only if you don't know, but if you know it's bimkomo, you just don't know. The Rabbi says you're eventually going to remember. So that's called that huvei ruvim b'makom echad. That's a diak in the lashon of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, v'yamai, asking on the Tanakama, why is it true that the Tanakama says it's okay if you don't know where the key is? Hu b'makom echad ve'ru b'makom acher. He is in one place and his Erev is in the other place, right? He is outside the box and the Erev is inside the box and he can't get to it. So what? Halachically, they're in the same Rishus, but b'metzius, because you can't get to the Erev, it shouldn't be a good Erev for Hilchas Erev Tchumen. Rav Shmuel, the Amri Trabayu, Hacha Migdal Shalavanim Askinim. No, you know what type of Migdal we're talking about? We're talking about a Migdal of bricks. Migdal of bricks, as we're going to see in a minute, that are not cemented together. And Rabbi Meir he. And she is Rabbi Meir who says, Da'amar, Pochis L'chanchila Benotel. She is Rabbi Meir who says, you're allowed to knock it down if you want to get to a Tzorich food item inside this house of bricks. Then you're allowed to break it down, right? That the Tanan, as the Mishnah says in Beitza, Baishem Eluhu Peros Sasum. Let's say you have a house full of fruit, but it's a totally enclosed house. There's no way to get in. V'nifchas, and somehow on Shabbos some of it opens. Nozim Malkam Apachas. The Tanakama says you're allowed to go take from the opening. Meir Omer Pokas Benotel Lachanchiler. Meir says no, you can break it down in the first place. You want to get to what's inside, you're allowed to break it down in the first place. That's not called Soser. That's Mekalkel. You're destroying Litzorich Shabbos V'yantif. Right? You're allowed to do that. And therefore, we're going to get to Tosis. We're going to talk about what we spoke about a little bit in Masechah Shabbos by breaking packages. You're allowed to do that, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to. It's talking about that kind of case. Therefore, your Erev is accessible at this time. You just got to break down the box. But Rav Nachman bar Ada, in the name of Shmuel, said that Mishnah in Beitza is about a case where you have air between the bricks, meaning you didn't cement it. The Gemara says, yeah, here too. How can I have your delivery? Here too, we're talking about that kind of case. Period. Yeah.
So when the Mishnah said that you lost the key, so you didn't even need the key, really.
So the Mishnah said when you need the, right, you didn't really need the key anyway, but if you don't want to break it down, you're going to need the key. But if it was in a real safe and you can't get to it and you can't break it down, and yeah, that could be a problem. Good problem, which we're going to get to. We're going to get to a case in a minute. Well, I'll mention it now. I saw the Sharm Siyanim Bahalacha here brings up the case. He notes that the Shulchan Aruch, even though our parak, as we mentioned, is about Erev Tchumen, that's what the Rishonim say at the beginning of the parak, Sharm Siyanim Bahalacha talks about that this halacha about the Migdal was quoted by Erev Chatzeris in the Shulchan Aruch. Meaning by Erev Chatzeris, our Erevs that we make, it's got to be in a place that if it's in a Migdal and you lost the key, so then you can't, then it's no good. So that's the Sharm Sinai Balacha. So in every Erev, there's Chala in somebody's house, right? For the city, the five towns Erev, in somebody's house somewhere, I don't even know whose house it is, one of the Rabbanim, not me, but in somebody's house, it's there's the Chala is there. Litzarach, the whole community. So what happens when that guy goes away for Shabbos and he locks his house? As it says, the Sharm Sinai Balacha, he says, I didn't see the poskim that were mayor on this, but he says, Lechora, he should make sure to give the key to somebody. He should make sure that the key or the people have access to the house. Because the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha by Erev Chatzeris as well. He says, Yesh la'ayin. I don't know why he quotes it from here. B'mashen no'agim ha'avreichim, lishbos etzel horeyim, osharem v'am eslam. I don't know why the young marries go to their parents, and their parents come to them. V'ha'erev munach b'bateyim musgar, v'shar balavayis she'irvo ein yochon likanes. U'lufamim sh'ochon lishbos v'irach. If you're in the same city, okay. But if you go to a different ear, b'vaday apidin srichim la'ani. He says, "I don't know why." Nobody loses keys b'zman hazeh, like this kind of case. You have another key, but people going away for Shabbos, it happens all the time. He says, "If you could just ignore this," but either way, he brings it up and he has four columns talking about it. But that's an interesting issue about, you know, about your Erev if it's not in the same Rishus. I saw interesting, where is it? Similar cases brought up, quoted in from the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda talks about a shul where the government said you weren't allowed to go in. due to the fact that the community defaulted on a tax payment. This is from the Aladaf. So the government said you weren't allowed to go in. So let's say, and the note of the Paskin is that even if you could gain entry without getting, let's say you could go through a secret entrance or something. So he said it's still usur because practically people are afraid and don't want to violate. It's illegal. It's illegal to go in the shul. So maybe if it's illegal to go in the place where your Erev is, so then it's also not, even if you could lamaisa get in, but if it's illegal, it doesn't count. And he quotes from the Sefer Tikkun Erevin, let's say it's in a place where there's a mean guy that says no trespassing, and you can never get in there, and you have beware of dog or something like that. That also, all these cases, lamaisa, there's no access to the place, so then it would be a problem. And he ends up the last point that he says, what happens if you use a canned food item for your Erev? So he says you should have to put a can opener next to it. Right, because that's how you can't use it without it. So if there's no can opener there, it's as if it's in a locked box. That's just like the safe you were talking about before. So in all these cases, it's got to be accessible in order to be a good Erev. Assuming you're allowed to use a can opener on Shabbos. Right, so you got to open it from the bottom first. Make a hole in the bottom first. Over the sink so you don't make a mess. Two other discussions here. Number one, so it says here that Rebbe Meir, the Mishnah is going like Rebbe Meir, who says that you're allowed to just break down the wall and get in. So fine, there's no issue of stira. But Tosfos, the Tiranskal Notel, says, what about muksa? What if you have a totally enclosed house? So aren't the fruit inside? You didn't have that in mind before Shabbos started. So Rebbe Meir says you can break it down and get in. So did you have it in mind? So Rashi here says, "Note me makom apachas right next to the Gilyon Hashas." Rashi has one line: "V'lo mitzvah misha muksa of stomach Reb Shimon." Oh, it's like Reb Shimon doesn't hold the muksa. Okay, that's Rashi, but the Mishnah doesn't. The Gemara doesn't say that. And Tosfos says there are other Mishnayos that are a lot dafka like Reb Shimon, so like Reb Yehuda. So Tosfos quotes Rashi and Beitza, who gives a different reason. Tosfos says Rashi and Beitza, why isn't it muksa? First medium line: "Ho v'lo avi muksa el misha b'chisa d'havi d'rabbanon." Big Yisod. If it's only not in your access because of an issur d'rabbanan, that's not called muksa. It's muqad, you can get to it. So what, you have to violate an issur d'rabbanan? But it's still not called muksa. And where do we have this, Seth? Come on, you right? Right, we said on Daf Mem Dalet and Shabbos. No, it's okay, Daf Mem Dalet and Shabbos. Tevel, finish the line. I'll give you a help. Tevel.
Oh, Tevel theory could be, you could mark for Tevel.
Excellent. Tevel's muqad nuwaitz al Shabbos. Right, he knows. I just give him a little help. We're a team. So Tevel's Bukhan Oetzel Shabbos, right? Tevel, right? An item, you didn't take Trubas and Maishas off. The Gemara says, does it create Mevatel Kli Meicha? No. If you put a Kli under the Tevel, doesn't that create Muksa? Says the Gemara, no. Because you could violate Tevel, and if you violated the Isra of Hafarash Trubas and Maishas on Shabbos, is it Isra Rabbanan? And it can be Mafish anyway. You violate it, but it's still Misukan. It works. So again, that's an Isra Durabanan you could violate, and therefore, if it's only an Isra Durabanan, that's a great table. That's Tosfos. Tosfos quotes that example to back up Rashi here. A third answer, though, is quoted in the Ramban and the Milchamas in Beitza. And that is that maybe there is no here, inherently, there's nothing wrong with a fruit. You just can't get to it. That doesn't create muksa. Muksa is not created if there's a davar chitzoni that's just not letting you get to what's inside. This Ramban is quoted in the Magen Mishnah when the Rambam quotes this halacha in Yantiv based test. He quotes this Ramban. He says the fish ain't appears muksa machmas atzman ve'inan basis. Right? It's a sign. It's an external problem. So that's why it wouldn't be muksa. That's one important discussion. Then Tosfos here in Va'amai has the very lamaisa discussion. It says, the Gemara says you could break it open and get to the fruit. So Tosfos says, the Im Tomar, the Havamina of the Gemara is that we're not talking about Migdal shel Levanim that you could just take apart. The Havamina is not talking about a Migdal shel Eitz. So what's the problem? Why can't you just break it anyway? We had in Kufman Vav in Shabbos breaking the barrel. Shover Adam Esachavis. You could break it open. So this is Tosfos, Shita here, and in other places, Tosfos there, and Tosfos in Beitza. The only time you're allowed to break open a Kli on Shabbos, because there are different Makoros, is by Mustaki. What's Mustaki? Very inferior types of Kalim. That they're broken anyway, they're put together, they're not real Kalim, but by real Kalim, says Tosfos, there is Binyan Vestir B'Kalim. That is Shita's Tosfos, that's Shita's of other Rishonim. But, and that's the Shita of the Rush here, but other Rishonim, remember Rashi, holds there's never been Yimastir B'Kalim. And other Rishonim hold there's never been Yimastir B'Kalim. So what do they? So therefore they say, even by non-Mustakis, even by real Kalim, if it's a Tzarech Shabbos, you're allowed to break it open and get in. That's what Tosfos here quotes. And this is the very Lamaisa case of opening packages on Shabbos. again, the more, a lot of what we have might be called mustakis, the post can say. If it's like a potato chips bag, right? Like, you're not going to keep the potato chips bag. You know, a tuna fish can. That's sturdier, but nobody uses a tuna fish can after it's open. So again, lechatchila, if you look in the Shmir Shabbos and Parakei, yeah, we're not going to get into the details now, but again, lechatchila, open everything before Shabbos. Much as you want to open everything before Shabbos. But Lamaisa, if you didn't, and there's a real tzorech on Shabbos, then the poskim say, in many cases, it's going to be mutter, as long as, A, you're not ripping any words, because that's mochek. If you're cutting words, so then that's more of a problem. This whole issue of kilkul is only mater soser. So number one, you have to make sure you're not cutting any words. Number two, you should try to destroy it totally that it doesn't become a kli. For example, let's say you're making a spout. Making a perfect spout, that's also a problem. Like opening up a soda can is much more chabur in the poskim's eyes than opening up a soda bottle or opening up other packages, opening up a package of napkins and ripping it open and throwing out the plastic. As long as, again, open everything before Shabbos, but Lamaisa, if you didn't and there's a real need on Shabbos, you need paper plates, you want to open up your, you want to get to your chips, you want to get to everything, as long as that's what you get the peaceful people say, you know, pour it into another kli. Because if you throw out the original thing, you rip it totally so it's not usable, you're not making a kli, kilkul tzorach Shabbos, and it would be mutter. Again, this is a large issue. We just touched on it, but that's the issue. Tosfos here, the Rosh, the Rambam, and others. Okay, we'll stop here. Sorry? Could a house be a mustaki? But here, what, the Migdal? This is a... The Mishnah, a bais, well, what kind of house is only full of Paris and it's a bais of Levanim. Spice of Levanim, of bricks that are not connected, not cemented in. So again, Tosfos is saying Mustik even on the previous case, the Chavis case. And he's asking on the Havamina. In the Maskana, obviously, you're not even doing much. You're doing Sosa, which is a Drabana. But it's even on the Havamina. Okay, we'll stop here. Teshuva Zechrismas Moshe Shlomo Ben Yaakov. Tearing a tag off clothing.